What's it say? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. How are you going to see if you're in the dark? If your day's fresh, how are you going to see if you're in the dark? I've started days off and I'm too busy to pray or read. That day usually just drags out and you stumble, and the longer the day goes, the worse it gets. And I've been there, and I've done that, and I don't like doing that. But to start in God's light of His Word. Well, I get up too early. Well, get up maybe just 5 minutes earlier. Spend that time. And you could be riding to work. But we have technology that's helped us to really be lazy Christians nowadays. And believe me, I take every advantage I can get of it too. Grab my little smartphones, to a dumb person, and put my earphones in, allow somebody to read me the Bible. How hard is that? We're without excuse. We really are. We are without excuse. So this morning, 1 John 1:7, you can quote that one. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. But what's it say? But the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses from all sin. That's a wonderful thing. So God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. We know one of the first things He does in creation, He makes light and dark, and He separates the two. There's an attribute of God, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness. And we are children of light, so if darkness comes in our life, are we being, is there gray areas in a Christian's life? No, it can't. And be right with God, you can't do it. So we have a continual repented life that goes on all through the day. We're not perfect, I understand that, man. My flesh, if you seen what went in my mind, it'd scare y'all and you'd throw me out the front of the church and bar. And don't sit there and look all pious at me. You're guilty too. Amen. Your flesh. And we fight this old rotten flesh. And that's why it's so important to bring it to subjection, bring it into God's Word, and park ourselves in God's Word, and think, and get yourself in a daily routine of crucifying your flesh, bring it to subjection, and bring it into God's Word, and read God's Word. So walking in the light. Who can tell me the chapter in the Bible that has more things about God's Word than you can read? Where is it? Come on. Give me some thinkers here. Where's it at? It's Old Testament. There's a hint. There it is. Psalm 1. Way to go, Brother Caleb. There's a mark for you. Psalm 119. And it's the largest chapter in the Bible. I took the first 21 verses of it. How many verses are there? 150 in there? 176 of them. It's chunk full. And every one of them deals with the Word of God. So it's very important to realize what God is saying. So I took them first 21 just to... Curiosity led me there. And then once I got there, God always just opens up a whole other path. So look at Psalm 119 with me. So we've been talking about the path of God. And that's what we find... Psalm 119:105, which is, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto our path. That's where we find it. So in Psalm 119, let's look together there. And let's look just, and let alone, if we dig deeper, and what you would find, because Psalm 119, listen how beautiful these words are. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. So is that something we just do because we feel like it? No, He's commanded us to walk in His precepts diligently. Listen to verse 5. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. Listen to verse 6. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all Thy commandments. I will praise Thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned the righteous judgments. I will keep Thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Can you hear Him crying out here? Can you feel His soul in this? As He writes here, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to Thy word. With my whole heart have I sought Thee. Oh, let me not wander from Thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin. Listen to this. Blessed art Thou, Lord, teach me Thy steps. With my lips have I declared all Thy judgments of Thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of Thy testimonies as much as in all riches. Is there anything greater than God's ways? Is there anything greater than desiring God's word? No, there's nothing, nothing. And of all this earth, it will fade away. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth. What's one thing that's going to abide forever? This is one thing we're going to have all through eternity. Wouldn't it be a thing to get it down in our hearts now that it's something important? If it's important to be for all eternity, it must be very, 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 very important to be part of our daily lives. I will meditate in Thy precepts and have respect unto Thy ways. I will delight myself in Thy statutes. I will not forget Thy word. Deal bountifully with Thy servant that I may live and keep Thy word. Open Thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of Thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Don't you feel that way? My soul, I don't belong here. This place is not mine. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not Thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto Thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from Thy command. That's where we err. And we choose our own path. Now let us look at some of these words, and with God's help, we'll see if we can get through them here. The word way here was interesting when I looked it up in the Hebrew, the Arabic, and this is what it said. It said a road. This is interesting. A road as trodden. In other words, it's well-worn. It's a well-worn path that someone takes in life. It's a road as trodden, figuratively, of course of life. That you've made up your mind to go this way. And you go that way continually. That's what that word, this simple word of way means here in the song. A road as trodden. In other words, you got a trail already worn there. That's the way I put it. That's a hillbilly term. So I got a trail already worn. I got the weeds knocked down and the briars pulled back so I can walk away clearly. Amen. And the testimonies, look at this one. Testimonies as of a witness. In other words, God's Word is a continual witness. How many times have you took a character? Last week, we took different scriptures that you applied in your life in times of trouble. scriptures that are precious to you that you that God brings to your attention and they help you. One of them is what? Romans 8:28. I heard it three different times. Why is that? Because it says, "For we know that all things work together for the good." And that's one of the toughest ones probably to get down in our crawl and keep it to us and walk thereby. But it helps us because we know it's like this family, how them dear folks feel that. God, why? You lose a loved one, sometimes you say, why? And that's our flesh part. And said, Lord, you're perfect. You hold life and death in your hands. Where did we get that from? We know that because of God's word. God, no one can leave this world by happenstance unless God lets them go. So it's something that we hold precious to us. So God's witness, the witness we have all through from Genesis, from Adam and Eve, their mistake, clear to the last witness that we have, the last chapter of the book, that was good, that we have from John as a witness to us. And what was his witness? He told us of things yet to come. Things we have to look forward to. A place in a city that I've just heard about that just sounds phenomenal. Thinking 1,500 miles squared and it goes up that high and walls of jasper and gates of pearl and all these jewels, and we're just surrounded by the richest things we hold in this earth down here. We're going to be surrounded by it and walking on it. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. So, precepts. It means a mandate from God. Something God puts down in our lives says, you must walk this way. Let me share this. Is heaven like a wagon wheel? There's many spokes, but it all leads to the mill. No, it's got one spoke. His name's Jesus. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And to get that avenue, it knocks all the other avenues that the world creeps in and tries to fog our minds with. Well, maybe there is another way. No, there is no other way. There is no other way. So another one is the statutes from God. Laws cut in stone or metal tablets, preserved or printed for us. The Ten Commandments has been our theme for all since mankind, since they was written in stone. And we've used them ever since. Used to hang them in our courthouses. Some of them still do, some of them don't. We still hang them in our homes, and kids would look at them. We teach them to our youngins. Well, I say used to. It'll be something that ought to be very important. It's the very law of God. So, the precepts of God, statutes of God, the laws cut in stone, the commandments command, whether human or divine, commandments that we hold dear to our hearts, the judgments we have, favorable or unfavorably, properly a verdict that comes in our life. There is a way which seemeth right to a man, but the end are the ways of death. There are things in our life, and we heard from Brother Josh here, one of my favorites is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thine own understanding. So if I'm not trusting in God, and I'm in my ways of own understanding, is not that taken, there's a way that seems right to the end? I could jerk the plug wires off my vehicle and try to drive it, but I don't think it'd go very far. Does that work, Brother Dayton? It don't work. Likewise, if we try to do things our way, we can expect God's blessings on our life. Thy word is a lamp unto our feet, not to break. Let's look at another one here. Judgments, favor, the very word to answer, to appoint, to bid, to command, to commune, to declare. And David says, His word have I hid in mine heart. Now listen how it, thy word have I declared in my heart. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, where your heart is, there is your treasure also. So likewise, the word of God, if it's a treasure to you, if you have God's word in your heart, when sin just comes to a hint of your mind, you immediately say, oh God, help me. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. We're so prone to wander, to weary off our paths. So all of these, now I want us to look at something from Hebrews 4:12. Who can quote it? You can quote it. Somebody here can. Word of God is quick, powerful, and what? Well, you know where it is now. Sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, if any of you ain't figured it out by yet, I'm trying my best to encourage you to read God's Word every day. This is the whole sum of every time I've stood here and tried to teach this. And so the whole sum of this, trying to teach you this, to realize it's God's Word that's quick in power. You know, the first time I heard it, somebody taught me John 3:16. I was in Sunday school. I can vaguely remember. I don't even know who the teacher was, but somebody took the time to sew at my little heart. They had these little kind of fake wood airplanes. They had a rubber band, a propeller. Remember them? You could throw them. And if you did the memory verse, you got this little airplane. So guess what I did? I learned that thing. If I had to stand on my head and learn it, I'd have did it for that airplane. I forgot about it. I've been out of church since I was 8 years old till I'm 23. And after I kneeled down at an old-fashioned altar and called unto a holy, righteous God to save me, somewhere, somehow, this word of God comes out of my mouth. So where in the world just, I know Bible, where'd it come from? I didn't have a clue. I had to go back and say, where did this come from? Somebody sowed this in my heart. Word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Devin loves knives. God bless his heart. One of them, he's got all his fingers yet. He didn't cut them all off. But God's word sharper. I like getting a good sharper. But God's word sharper. Sharper than it said. Any two-edged sword. We do everything with knives. We cut this, we cut that, we cut meat, but nothing is sharper than God's word. It's the only answer you can give those friends. The only answer we can just tell them what God's word says. God's word says and let it do the work that it's used to do. And he'll do the cutting. And every time I say, have you read your Bible today? Do you read your Bible every day? And everyone goes, and I love the going through the church, going through the Bible in a year. It's a wonderful thing. It's where we're lacking in most churches because the only time they hear God's word is when they walk in them back doors and sit on the pew. And it's sad we shouldn't be that way. So, thy word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, even to the dividing soul and the spirit. It helps me define in the middle of who I am and who he is. The fleshly things, carnal things. If I walk this way, God's not pleased with my life. If I see a truck with an 8-inch rip on it, with a 38 tire, and I roll my window down to listen to the motor and see if I can hear what it's got, where it's a diesel or where it's a V8, and it's going to be. And the kids know I do this. My carnal side, brother, it just peeled on me. And so I roll the window down and listen, and immediately I'm going, oh God, forgive me, here I go coveting again.
But that's part of it. But pleasing God.
You know, it did my heart. Brother Hall already sent me a message. I'm praying for you this morning. Boy, that just blessed my heart and encouraged me. Praying. I said, Lord, praying for you guys and praying for God to show up, God to help us. So, walking in the light. Out of all the scriptures we've heard, which is probably the most significant you've heard? Come on, anybody. If you've been listening, and you know, which is most significant to you? And it's your opinion, too. Just nobody. None of the scriptures is significant to you. Which one stands out and speaks to you the loudest? And we've heard that quote. And if that's the loudest, that's the one I heard years ago. But one I want to get to is, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I want to scream it from the mountaintops. Because this is where we're supposed to be like. This is where I lack. I don't read it enough. I need to read it more. I need to put more of it inside of me. I need to put more of it in memorization in my heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And when we don't have this in our lives, darkness just crept in. It's like a veil. It's like you put a dimmer on. And Satan is very, very clever to put the dimmer on. Slowly, gently let it burn. Well, instead of reading a chapter, I'll read a few verses. And it's good. Now, I used to read it, and I still do, a proverb and a psalm together with it. But that's just a snack in the morning. And it's good to do that, but it's just a snack. Spiritually speaking, when you grow up, you start eating more. You take more of God's light into your life. And the more light you take, the more darkness is. But the more, if it's dark in the woods, the better light you got. What happens to me? So if you got a brighter light, what happens? You see everything. The brighter your light, the better you see. I know it's simple, but it is that simple. The more light we get, the clearer everything becomes. Remember, it's a light to my feet and a lamp to my path. That's what we need, a light to our feet. You see where we're at right now. I see where my heart's at with God. And if I'm not reading God's Word, like, oh God, forgive me. Oh, let me start fresh and new tomorrow. Shouldn't it be that way? Shouldn't our hearts be continually repentant to get back in God's Word and allow God's light to shine again and again and again and again and again? So we see the path of light, to walk in the light. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince, the power thereof, the spirit that now works in children of disobedience. Why is it? Because they walked in the carnality of their flesh. We're children of the light. Walk ye then as children of the light. Walk ye. I told this to some Amish folks. I said, you know what the center of the Bible, the very center of the verse of the Bible is? The largest chapter is Psalm 119. The smallest chapter in the Bible is Psalm 117. Somebody look up Psalm 118 and read it. Psalm 118, verse 8. I think it's the center verse of the Bible. If you go back from Revelations 22, 21, and go from Genesis 1, and go all the way back, right clear to the center, all the way till you get to the very center word of the Bible, the center verse of the Bible. Who's got it? Devin, read. It's better to do what? Trust in the Lord and put confidence in me. Father, dear God, we love you. Help us, dear God, to make your word part of our lives daily. Help us even to pray for the preaching to come, dear God. Lord, that somebody here there that's undone, unlearned, that they come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Maybe there's some here right here now that's that way. Lord, that you deal in our hearts, dear God. Pride ain't worth going in hell for, dear God. Maybe someone here may be walking afar off. They're not reading like they should. They don't take your word seriously. Oh, God, smite our hearts to walk in the light of thy word. Lord, to love you and adore you, for you are truly worthy, oh God. Bless us, dear God. Help us to love you today. Help us to worship you today. Help us to praise you, for you are worthy. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.